This latest Edgar podcast is on Thomas Blizzard of Worcestershire, England. We meet 18-year-old Thomas after a landmark year, doing his A-levels, winning big tournaments, having fun on the golf course and helping to spread the word about golf for the disabled. He's an interesting guy worth speaking to, so let's meet Thomas Blizzard now. Being 18 years old and having really tested himself in big tournaments, England's Thomas Blizzard has absorbed a lot in the last 12 months. He still misses his share of putts. He still can get social situations wrong, but he still arrives at pressure-filled championships to try his best to win. One of the secrets in life, he now knows, is turning up. Thomas says he loves so much about golf, and although it throws up challenges for his condition of autism, any difficulties are also helping him to learn about dealing with pressure, competitive, work and social, while making him more resilient as a player and a person. It, golf, helps me relax, and it gives me time to spend with family and friends. I also enjoy the competitive aspect when I get to enter big events, says the 18-year-old from Bromsgrove, Worcestershire.
Playing competitively, I absolutely love the pressure on it that it puts on yourself. You're really the only person that can control the outcome. And ultimately, if you go out there, do the best you can, and someone's better than you on the day, they're just better than you, which is what you don't have in team sports, which I didn't like when I was younger growing up playing cricket. You could go out, be by far the best player, and your team loses, whereas in golf, there's no hiding from it. Whoever's the best on the day wins. Also, the opportunities it gives. So I've been quite fortunate with the G4D and the Edgar stuff. It got me in the position to then play for the England team and then went over to Germany to play in European team champs, which was a great experience in itself.
We had the pleasure of talking with Thomas both at the 2024 G4D Open at Woburn and later in the season, and he told us more about his condition. He explained he was in the sport class Intellectual 2. Difficulties he can face include general anxiety and struggling to gauge situations, including social interactions.
So it's ASD, so it's Intellectual 2 class. Now, it's mental disability, like it's not a physical impairment. So it's really just the way kind of your mind operates and how you work. When I was younger, I was very closed off. I didn't have many friends. I didn't really talk to many people. I wouldn't, let's say, play normal games or whatever. I'd be very fixated on certain things and I have a lack of social understanding. And it gets better the older you get. It's probably better this way. I know a lot of people around my age like to try and talk to everybody and like be friends with everyone. It's just not going to work. I can't do that. So I have 2-3 really close friends and I like it that way. They're people I'm comfortable with.
Writing to us about his condition, Thomas states, "Part of my condition of autism makes social and high-pressure scenarios extremely difficult to function in. With golf being a heavily mental game, it often leads to my detriment as I can easily get frustrated over things when they don't go as planned, and this will then lead to a knock-on effect for the holes to come. Golf, as an individual game offering focused play, would immediately appeal to Thomas as a youngster. He was introduced to the game by his grandfather at Droitwich Golf Club when he was aged 11, and where he remains a member to this day. He tells us that while there are aspects of golf as an activity that suit his condition, the challenges are never far away behind the next corner of any golf course."
Yeah, exactly. So obviously the focus aspect of being able to go and hit hundreds of balls and look at videos, and that's fantastic. That's also what injured me, however. But also, not only that, you struggle to gauge emotion. So you can sometimes on the golf course be completely fine. You've just made double out of nowhere and you're fine. But you could, let's say, 3-putt for bogey from really far and you've got a complete head off, basically. You've got your grip pressure increases. You start like physically getting uptight, shaking, all of that. And obviously in golf, you want to keep it simple. You don't want to start increasing grip pressure, start shaking.
Thomas says he is unsure how much his condition's emotional aspect, as he puts it, when feeling the pressure will affect him in the future. But he says the older he gets, the better he feels he can manage it. He clearly thinks his way around all this off the course, coming across as a very bright person. His analysis of the swings, strategies, strengths and weaknesses of the likes of Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler in conversation would impress any professional analyst. This is a guy who really knows his stuff. Thomas tells us that when he was younger, his mum realised he was a little withdrawn, and teachers at the school also noticed. The young and quiet label seemed applicable at that time.
When I was younger, my year two teacher said something to my mum, like saying, look, he's a little bit different. He's academically, everything's very logical. He's very good at maths and all of that. And those are traits of ASD normally. My mum made me feel as if I was normal. She didn't alienate me and say, look, you're different in this way. So I've been quite sheltered from it when I was younger. Then when I started to get a little bit older, and obviously, more recently, ASD, ADHD, it's more prominent than it was, let's say, 20, 25 years ago. So when I became more aware of things like that, I looked into it myself, and I was the one who pushed really for the diagnosis. But often, people who also have the condition, I find it's easier to open up. So similar with the Edgar stuff, you can talk to people, and it's like, oh, I'm not the only person that struggles with this. And with the diagnosis, it can also help other people. I can come across as quite monotone, abrupt, and not aggressive intentionally. It can just happen through the way I speak and my tone. So if I then explain to people, look, it's not actually me doing it on purpose, it's the way I am. And because of this, it can help other people.
Interestingly, Thomas will also tell you that he doesn't want to merely adopt saccharine phrases to trot out in social situations to seem nicer. He does value the frankness of his communications, both positive and sometimes negative. He wants to present the real Thomas, a viewpoint that might give pause for thought to all those who feel they are sophisticated social animals, but can shrug off their insincerity when they look at themselves in the mirror. Now, playing in Edgar tournaments in G4D, Golf for the Disabled, has already helped Thomas, who says,
with the Edgar stuff, it really like kind of let my guard down and I can relax and be who I actually am instead of having to think, right, what am I going to do next and go through it all. I can be fairly off the cuff, which is great. It's quite a safe environment to be in. Potentially more vulnerable people who may be a bit more closed off. It's a great place to be because you can be yourself and not have to worry.
Just as Thomas was welcomed into this environment, he wants to encourage others, and he says he feels pride that he's already inspired another young player with autism to join in with G4D events. When we last spoke with Thomas, 2024 had already been an exciting summer. Consistent performances in Edgar events propelled Thomas into the gross top 20 of the world ranking for golfers with disability, and he secured his place to play in the England team, competing in the EGA's European Team Championship for golfers with disability and the Nations Cup in Germany in mid-July. Both England teams would finish in second place in their respective events.
It was awesome, to be fair. We had a great group of people going. A couple of the organisers I already knew from playing in national junior comps. So I knew who they were and I heard a bit about them, which made it a bit easier, I think. But they were fantastic. So Rob was great. Nick and Sue were fantastic as well. So they were lovely. And then the whole team were a great bunch of people, and it really couldn't have been a better week.
This experience followed Thomas's debut in the prestigious G4D Open. The flagship global G4D Championship is staged by the RNA in partnership with the DP World Tour and supported by Edgar. This year saw 80 players competing from 19 countries in 9 sport classes, which cover all impairment categories, 3 standing classes, 2 seated categories, 2 intellectual classes, and 2 categories for golfers with a visual impairment. Before he could focus on the tournament proper, Thomas had to make room in his final practice day for something else that was quite important too, namely sitting his A-level in business studies at North Bromsgrove sixth form. Thomas writes, I had an A-level on the Tuesday morning, so we came up on the Monday and after a first practice we had to go back home. The exam was in the morning, so I sat in there for 2 hours. Then we drove back to Woburn in a couple of hours to try and make the practice round in the afternoon. It was interesting. Thomas recounts the opening nerves of the big tournament when on the first tee at Woburn he saw 40 people surrounding him looking at his first shot.
I've played probably with a crowd like that once or twice, and this was after. The G4D actually helped me. I played in a tournament earlier this year and I won it, and the G4D probably helped me with the nerves for that, which I'm very, very grateful for. I remember that third round where I was with Mike and Lachlan. That was probably the most nervous I've ever been on the first tee. I took the club away. I couldn't feel where it was, and to see it just go straight, I was just over the moon, and I said to my caddy, look, I don't want to do that again.
Thomas did feel that coping with his condition played a role in his last round struggles under pressure at Woburn, but he would not only win his sport class, intellectual too, but would run the leaders of the overall tournament very close, including defending champion Brendan Lawler of Ireland and this year's eventual champion, world number one, England's Kit Popat. Thomas's rounds of 76, 73, 76 for 7th place overall on the challenging Duchess course sets him a benchmark for a return next year.
It was a fantastic field, and it just shows how big that event's becoming when people from different continents are able to play in it. It's really fantastic.
Thomas isn't just an emerging star in G4D. His victory in August in the Sir Nick Faldo Commemoration Jug has also been noted by many in the game. This event held at Faldo's first home club, well in Garden City, in which club champions from all over England are able to compete. And earlier in June, Thomas also won the under-21 trophy in the Worcestershire County Championships. Like many strong players, Thomas's golf handicap is plus 0.1 at the time of writing. He can be highly analytical about all aspects of his game, possibly as part of his condition. This thinking can go to extremes.
Not with the physical technique aspect of it. My swing will look different from the range to on course. My swing on the range is all about a feel, getting into certain positions. On the course, I'll take it back to parallel with the ground and then I'll just naturally swing. That's why if I get the technique good on the range, on course, it will then be better. But I massively overthink on the golf course. I overcomplicate it. Leaps and bounds, probably. The best part of my game is everything really up to the green other than putting, to be honest. But chipping and probably off the tee have been my two strong points this year. That's just because with driver, I'll think, right, you've got this gap to hit it there, and mm-hmm. don't think outside of that. And then with chipping, I don't even pick a landing spot, I just feel it. Mm-hmm. And then normally it works out. And then with putting, I overcomplicate it massively. I try and think, right, if I'm hitting it this hard, it's got to do this. If I hit that hard, it'll do that. My coach uses a system called MORAD. So it's like position 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and all the way through. That's a very routine and structured golf swing. Everything's neutral, everything's on playing. You can't really move from that. So I'm very technical. So I get fixated in looking at certain golf swings and trying to see what I can do maybe to improve. But yeah, I think about it all the time. I absolutely love stats. I love how the ball can interact with different lies and all of that.
One constant for Thomas has been the support of his dad, Andrew, and mum, Kate. Andrew has accompanied his son to hundreds of golf games and is a good player himself. He was helping with the dashing back and forth when Thomas was combining sitting his A-levels with playing at Woburn. When asked about fitting life in with his golf, this brought an enigmatic smile from Thomas's dad. And despite or because of all this dashing around this year, Thomas remains incredibly grateful to his parents.
Mum and dad have been massive for that. Dad's more so been the person that takes me places, financial support, all of that early on. Mum's very much kind of been the level head of been like, pull your finger out, do this, do that, stop acting up and whatnot. My granddad massively, he got me into it at 11 and he's been fantastic to me ever since. My golf coach, Jamie Carney, he's been phenomenal. I went to him just before COVID and he got me down from like 12 to plus 2, plus 3 in 2.5 years. So he's absolutely changed my golf game. And recently I had a back injury, a double stress fracture. Ray Jakeman, he goes as the golf PT. He's completely helped me physically, helped me hit the ball further, made me go pain-free. So those are just some of the people in my circle, yeah.
On the subject of gaining those vital extra yards, Thomas was also delighted to receive support in his club fitting from Ping Golf in the UK this year. And Thomas writes, "Finally, a massive thank you to Droitwich Golf Club. Their continued support has allowed me to push on, and with the improvements to the course, thanks to Bill Hayes and Tom Waldron over the last few years, it's allowed me to sharpen my game on a golf course in great condition." Thomas has just started his 3-year professional golf studies degree at Birmingham University, working out of Robin Hood Golf Club with Jamie Carney's support as a mentor. It shows something about playing a sport as a youngster when you are mustard keen to stay in it and its wider industry as you move into adulthood. Thomas tells us that when he has completed the coaching side of his degree, he would be keen to coach others with ASD or autism, share his experiences, and help promote G4D and Edgar. Meanwhile, Thomas and his family have clearly learned to manage his condition of autism well. He recognises all the ways it can challenge him socially and on the course, and through awareness comes steady progress. He'll tell you he may still get some social moments wrong and will continue to get head-offs on the course, but his intelligence, exemplified by how he thinks about golf and talks about autism, can be an inspiration to other young people who may be experiencing similar issues. He is gradually understanding himself more and more as a person. And with Thomas's level of commitment, focus, and his love of everything about golf, who knows how far he can go in the game and who he can bring with him on this exciting journey. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.